Zoran Mamdani refuses to endorse New York Governor Kathy Hochul after she endorses him. By Paul Bois on September 16, 2025. Zoran Mamdani, the current Democratic Party nominee for the mayor of New York, has refused to endorse Governor Kathy Hochul, D, after she endorsed him. "My focus is on November," the Democratic Socialist Mamdani told reporters on if he would endorse Hochul for a second term. "And I'm excited to have the governor's support in that fight for November as we make it clear that we can put the days of City Hall and Albany being at war in the past." Mamdani declined the endorsement even after Hochul endorsed him after stalling for several weeks. "Tonight I am endorsing Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani," Hochul wrote in a guest essay for the New York Times. "In the past few months, I've had frank conversations with him. We've had our disagreements. But in our conversations, I heard a leader who shares my commitment to a New York where children can grow up safe in their neighborhoods and where opportunity is within reach for every family. I heard a leader who is focused on making New York City affordable, a goal I enthusiastically support." Related, go ahead and elect a communist, NYC. Hochul said she offered her endorsement despite the two not seeing eye to eye on everything. "And I don't expect us to," she said. "I will always reserve the right to disagree honestly and to argue passionately. But I also believe that New York State and New York City are at our best when we stand together against those who attempt to tear us apart." Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, trolled Hochul after Mamdani refused to endorse her. "Even Kami Mamdani knows how politically toxic Kathy Hochul is," said Stefanik. "First her own hand-picked lieutenant governor primaries her. Then the far-left communist she just endorsed refuses to support her. Can't make it up. Truly the worst governor in America." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms.